Yeah, my name is Dave Brenna, and I was approached by a number of people to run this cycle because of the White Pass lease issue, primarily. And I have a background in real estate valuation and contract negotiations, and so I think that's the reason that a number of people approached me.
How would you envision Skagway ideally in 10 years? What industries and other economic changes do you see?
I think Skagway's on a pretty good path. I think that growth in tourism is a positive thing. I know that a number of people have a variety of suggestions about how to diversify and lengthen season, and that's a very desirable thing, but it's also quite difficult to do. In the case of industrial development of the waterfront, I think it's something that needs to be looked at very carefully as far as any negative impacts that it may have on what is a pretty strong tourism-based economy now.
As part of the Gateway Project, a new dock is planned to support larger cruise ships. Do you support an expanded cruise ship industry in Skagway?
Yes, I do. And I support the city, the municipality of Skagway, actually doing the expansion themselves. And the current proposal tying the Gateway Project to the lease, I don't think is a good idea. And the new dock, if Skagway is going to pay for 50% of it, I think they should be in a position to revenue share on that as well. But I think even better than that, it's a good opportunity, since everything's on the table now, to just have the city take the Ore Terminal dock and the Broadway dock and manage them directly.
What's your stance on the Tidelands lease, and why would that stance be most beneficial to Skagway residents?
I think, as I stated in the introduction, that this may be the biggest issue that Skagway has faced in at least 47 years, and that was the date that they initiated the existing lease. So the prior lease has been in place 47 years. I am not in favor of extending the White Pass lease another 35 years. They've been a steward of our waterfront for 47 years. And the currently we have a polluted harbor and an unsafe dock, and also some question about who exactly is responsible and should pay for the cleanup. I think that is a fairly ridiculous position.
If elected, what actions would you take or recommend on the West Creek Hydroelectric Project?
I don't have a real strong opinion on that. I understand the argument in favor of doing it because we could plug the cruise ships in. I don't know if the alternatives have been looked at as far as other ways to also produce that power, or possibly maybe the ships have capability to run off battery power when they're in port. I don't know these kinds of answers, but I'm not necessarily opposed to the study going forward. I think, West Creek Valley is very beautiful, and I think that a lot of citizens use it recreationally, and I think the city is even proposing to sell some lots up there. So, I don't know if that's the solution. I'm not opposed to the study and seeing where it may leave us, but You know, we have two hydro projects currently. I know that on at least the Goat Lake project, I think it was widely represented that we would see lower electric rates as a result of that. And as far as I know, we never have. So, you know, not really a strong opinion on West Creek.
All right, there are a couple from audience members. Will a stalemate over the lease cause White Pass to abandon maintenance and upkeep on existing docks?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a stalemate. It's very unlikely that the vote would be a tie. So it's either going to be a yes or a no. And no, I think, I don't think that the current lease has a maintenance contract in it. It should. And the White Pass should be obligated to keep the docks up to minimum standards, at least as far as health and safety goes. And if they didn't, I would think there could be legal repercussions to that. I don't think that would be the case. The White Pass has an interest in seeing the docks in a workable condition, and I think that would continue. But any lease going forward, if that ever happens, should definitely have a maintenance clause in the lease, which would state that when the improvements revert to the municipality, that they be in a certain condition. And that could be done by a variety of methods, but it should be a part of the lease.
Are you in favor of building a 6-lane competition swimming pool?
Well, I am in favor of building a swimming pool. Now, the qualifiers on that, the 6-lane competition, you know, I don't know. I think that in the past, we, the municipality citizens, have gotten overly ambitious in our plans for a pool, and the end result was no pool was built. And so more than anything else, I favor building a pool, and I, keeping in mind that that there should be fiscal responsibility involved in the design and construction of it.
How can public input in the Skagway Borough decision-making process be improved?
Well, I think one way that's pretty ineffective is some of the surveys that are done where firms come in and survey people and then regurgitate the information to the assembly. I think that on big issues where there's a lot of interest, I think that public meetings are an effective way of getting the information out. This lease scenario is fraught with misinformation, disinformation, information that's not complete. I understand that a current survey hasn't been done. And, you know, I don't know how the city, if they want to present something to the citizens for a vote, it really needs to be a better process and a better document in general. It shouldn't be anywhere near as complicated as it is for the average person to try to figure out.
What role, if any, should the municipality play in dealing with Skagway's summer housing shortage?
This is an area that's specifically in my background in education, and I think the city does have an opportunity to do something along those lines. The program that I would recommend is a national program that's administered through the states, and it's a tax credit program. It's called a Section 42 housing, and that can be designed to accommodate people of 60% or 50% of the median income. It can be designed to accommodate seniors, and it's a cost-based tax credit program that the partnerships would typically be a bank, and the bank gets dollar for dollar tax credits for what they buy, what they invest in the project, and then the city would normally be an investor. They would give the land away, and then you'd have a developer. And I've been involved as a consultant on a number of these projects, and also as an appraiser. They're very successful type of housing. They're not stigmatized as low-income housing like Section 8 housing in or some of the other programs. These, in many cases, have market rent units in them as well.
All I have for you now is just a closing statement.
Well, I ask for your vote on October 6th. I have a good deal of real estate valuation experience and lease and contract negotiation skills. I know how to get things done, and I think that this is an opportunity for Skagway to vastly improve their revenue sources without depending on increasing taxes or anything of that sort. And I think it's good that they're not being monopoly on the docks and waterfront.